Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, the Amy and Kat chat. And we always start the Tuesday episodes off with a quote. And today's comes from the El Arroyo sign in Austin, Texas. I'm born and raised from Austin, so I love El Arroyo and I love the sign, and they're so clever. But I follow the Instagram account that posts the sign every single day because I'm not in Austin. I don't get to drive by it all the time, which people that get to drive by it on their way to work every day, it's got to be so lucky. Lucky you. But I saw one of the signs they put up recently was, I don't know the secret to happiness, but I've never been sad at a Tex-Mex restaurant. And I was like, yeah, I agree with that. Give me some chips, queso, guac, maybe a margarita if you happen to.
That's also just good marketing for them.
Consume alcohol. Yeah. But if not, the chips and queso and guac will do the same thing, which I love El Arroyo, but we're here in Nashville and we don't have that. But we have Chewy's, which is another Austin restaurant. And that is my jam. Oh, now I'm craving it. Now I just want Chewy's so bad. But the happiness and sad thing, which obviously this is a joke, you still might be really sad even if you get some really good Tex-Mex. But we were texting, Kat, and I don't know who originally posted this. Is this something that you posted or someone else posted and then you reposted?
I reposted.
Okay, I want you to read what this is, kind of like the thing that is, was the inspiration for this chit-chat that Kat and I are going to have.
So it was the I Am 30 AF account that posted it. And it is a like a repost of like a tweet or something that somebody wrote. And it said, doctor at my checkup asked me if I had any feelings of depression or anxiety. And I said, don't we all? And she said, no.
Yeah. And I feel like I've had similar conversations like that with people in my life or even my therapist, where I have been in a place where I thought, well, everybody must feel this way because this feels so normal to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why it is. Like, is it a defense mechanism to be like, I'm feeling this way? Maybe I'm wrong. You can unpack this because you're the licensed therapist. But like, why am I trying to convince myself that everybody must feel this way? Or is that what I'm doing? I don't know. But let's just say it's slight feelings of depression or different thoughts that you might have. And then when I've said out loud to my therapist, like, I didn't think that this is weird because I just assumed everybody felt this way. Is that me trying to protect myself from actually having to deal with it by being like, oh, this is normal. Everybody feels this way.
Well,
not to dig too deep.
Well, I don't know. We could figure that out for you. But what's coming to my mind are two things. One, this might fit for you. I don't know. But when I was younger, like I've always had a ton of anxiety, like a ton. But I didn't know that I had anxiety. I literally just thought everybody felt that way because I didn't know anything different. So I just thought that was what being a human is that level of anxiety until I literally like went to school for this stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's not normal actually. So that was a huge wake up call for me. I don't know if some people that think that that's where they're coming from. The other part that actually I thought of when I read this was because we have created so much content around that stuff. Depression and anxiety can be like just joked about a lot.
Well, thrown around.
Yeah.
Flippantly.
Yes.
When it may not be.
Yeah.
Real.
I think that that is creating this idea that, yeah, we all have this. It's just this thing that we all have. And like, it's normal when like, it's not normal to feel depressed.
Yeah.
It's not normal to feel anxiety. And so I wrote this whole thing on Instagram about the difference between removing the stigma from stuff and normalizing it and how we kind of interchangeably are using that. Normalizing and destigmatizing are very different.
What's the difference?
They sound the same to you?
Well, to be honest, yeah.
Okay.
They do. Because okay. I'm racking my brain right now for examples of like normalize this, normalize that, yeah. Which to me equals like, let's take the stigma away from it. Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Well, I think there's the normalize going to therapy, right? Like going to therapy.
Yeah. So therefore, if for people to perceive it as normal, it needs to be destigmatized because there's some sort of stigma mm-hmm. around going to therapy.
So I think that there are these things that like sometimes can exist together, but they are not the same thing. They can exist together, but they're not the same thing because when you are destigmatizing mental health conditions, like there's been so much work that I'm so grateful for. It is so different the way that people talk about therapy and mental health in like our generation than like our grandparents. It's very different. Now, it's not perfect, but it's very different. So I'm so grateful because we have begun to destigmatize things like depression and anxiety and other mental health disorders like bipolar. And we're removing the stigma that this means that somebody's bad or wrong or
crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jinx. Double jinx.
Pinch, poke, yummy, coke. Okay.
But like, that's destigmatizing, but it's not normal to be bipolar. It is not normal to, and I hate that the word normal, I even feel like these like, ugh.
Yeah, because what is normal?
Yeah,
the whole
but
thing.
It's not normal to be depressed. It's not normal to have this pinnacle amount of anxiety. It's not normal to have panic attacks.
Okay. So now I'm understanding the difference. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, licensed therapist Kat DePata, for enlightening me because now I see a clear distinction.
Yeah.
My brain wasn't able to see that a minute ago, but now I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Because the fear that I have in that is if it's normal to be depressed, then I'm probably not going to go to therapy for it.
Right. Which I love that. Yeah. It's like, what is normal? Right.
Yeah.
But yes, in this case, it is important to know that it's not normal. Mm-hmm. Like not that you're bad. It doesn't make you bad, mm-hmm. but it is not normal to feel that way.
Yeah.
All right. I want to tell you about something really awesome that Macy's is doing. It is currently Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, online and in store. For the entire month of May, you can join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or simply round up in store to APIA scholars. Now, APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. And Macy's has made it super easy. You can just round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars, which is an educational nonprofit. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Again, that's Macy's.com. You're going to be doing some shopping anyway. Why not round up and give back? That's Macy's.com or in store. All right. So I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have. especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14 karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. I don't want to waste my time taking vitamins that aren't really going to do much for me. Like, I want research. I want to know, like, hey, this is actually doing something for my body. And Ritual knows this. That's why they conducted the research. They've done clinical trials on their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Well, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. And as a woman, I want healthy vitamin D levels and omega-3 levels. And all I got to do is take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin every morning. I take them on an empty stomach, but sometimes if I forget, I may take them in the afternoon. It's really up to you when you want to take them. There's 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules. And what the delay release capsules does for us is it optimizes our body's absorption of these nutrients. It's gentle on the empty stomach. Like I said, I can take it first thing in the morning and I'm totally fine. And with a minty essence in every bottle, it actually makes taking your vitamins enjoyable. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off.
You know, the other thing that comes up in this conversation for me, it's a little bit different, but I also have this deep-seated, icky feeling towards the way we even talk about these mental health disorders sometimes when we are talking about them. Because we are, like, when we're normalizing them, then they aren't this big deal. But when somebody's struggling with bipolar disorder, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Like, a huge deal. And the way that people even use that in conversation is not even correct when people are like, oh my gosh, they're so bipolar.
Well, yeah, because I mean, we use that or even about ourselves if we're feeling Jekyll and Hyde-ish. Yeah. Sometimes we might just casually say bipolar, which is not,
but that's not even,
we shouldn't do that.
Well, we shouldn't do that, one, because people really struggle with bipolar disorder and it's a serious thing that isn't funny. And at the same time, that's actually not how bipolar disorder works. You don't just like switch from one thing to the other in like an hour or a day.
No,
it's like you have
weeks.
These periods of time and these periods of time. And so I think that really gets to me too, because when we are throwing these things around, we're confusing what they really are. So we could be doing that with things that more of our population struggles with, like just straight up clinical depression and anxiety, of like, we're almost like removing the seriousness of them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't want there to be a stigma, but I want people to know that these are real things, that we deserve real help.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to kind of what I was trying to ask you a minute ago about, like, what was I doing? Like, why was I thinking that this was normal? What was I trying to protect myself from? That's what I think. Like, if I were to dig deep, and I'm just saying this so that anybody else, in case you're of a similar mindset, is like, as long as I convince myself that what I'm feeling is quote unquote normal, then I don't have to do the work.
Oh.
Yeah. Are we there yet? So like, if I were to really get to the root of me thinking like, oh, well, doesn't everybody think this way, to my therapist and her being like, no, similar to the meme that you read of like, do we all have feelings of anxiety and depression? And she looks at her doctor and she's like, yeah. And the doctor's like, no. And my therapist, same thing, was like, no, that is not normal. But for me, I would keep telling myself, oh, wow, I didn't really think this was a concern because I thought everybody had these thoughts. But as long as I convince myself that everybody has these thoughts, then I don't have to address the thoughts.
Well, isn't that a nice little defense mechanism that you...
Yeah. So that's what I meant earlier by like trying to protect myself.
Yeah.
And I was curious your thoughts on it because, and I don't know, this is just my hypothesis, my theory as to why I might be doing that. And you listening right now, you might have a similar defense mechanism or a completely different defense mechanism. Yeah. But oftentimes we can try to do something to convince ourselves otherwise because we don't want there to be...
So it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. You know, this makes me think of, there's an esthetician that I love. You can find her at the Nashville Esthetician. She's awesome. She's been on Uni Therapy before. And she has this thing that she'll say like, hashtag normalize pores, because you know how like it's kind of, well, I think it's shifting a little bit, but there's this like idea that like we want this like glass looking skin that's like perfect.
With no pores.
Yes, with no pores. She's like normalizing pores. And her point in that is like, pores aren't that big of a deal. Like this isn't a big deal. Like this isn't something we should be like afraid or run from. But at the same time, when you're normalizing depression and anxiety, it's normal. It's not that big of, you're saying it's not that big of a deal. And then you're not paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. So it backfires on us.
Yep.
So I want us to normalize things. Yeah. But I also want us to remember that there are things that deserve a lot of attention. Maybe not want to pay attention to it all the time. No. But to get the life you want, it seems like you might have to.
Well, sometimes I use a magnifying glass and my pores seem even bigger. That could be a metaphor for something here.
Amy, we're going to start a book and it's going to be Amy Brown's Metaphors.
Well, because
you are getting good at...
I know one time we had the food on the plate thing that we did, but I think that if I were to just be looking in my normal mirror, hold on, I'm trying to unpack the metaphor here with you. Actually, I'm creating it as we talk. I can't decide which part's the negative part because the magnifying glass for my pores is bad. But in my life, in my therapy, in my thoughts, sometimes I do have to use a magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. Ugh, metaphor didn't quite work out like I thought it was going to.
And I think the point that I'm really trying to make is like, there are some things that need to be normalized and there are some things that don't.
Right. So there's some things you need to use the magnifying glass for and there's some things that you don't.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to use it for your pores.
No.
But you do need to use it to take a look at some of the stuff you might have going on.
Yeah.
There. Boom.
Done.
Nailed it.
Put it in the book.
Magnifying glass, metaphor. Done. Peace out. Thank y'all so much for loving the fifth thing, the new Kat and Amy chat. Like we're getting feedback from you and hearing the emails or seeing the emails. Not all episodes are going to be email related. I know they're more kind of just conversations that Kat and I are having, but we are building episodes where they will be centered around emails. So make sure you send us in any questions you have. fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Put fifth thing in the subject line. You can find Kat on Instagram at kat.defatta, D-E-F-A-T-T-A. And then I am at Radio Amy. And you can also hit up radioamy.com if you want to. You can rate and review the podcast here if you want to. That'd be amazing. And you can also check out Kat's podcast, You Need Therapy, wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. Thanks. And I will see you on Thursday for Four Things. Bye.
Bye.
All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.